It's that time, the fall sports season for high schools around the state of Illinois, including Galesburg High School, as, of course, Meet the Streaks for the football team tomorrow night. They had it for the volleyball team Tuesday night, and lots of stuff getting underway, all the fall sports. And joining us to talk more about it is the athletic director in his second year here at Galesburg High School, Eric Matthews. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. So, year one under the belt into year two. Is there any, you know, coming into your second year, obviously you've done this for a long time and you were at Farmington before here. Is there any difference? Is there more of a comfort level coming into the second year? Or is just kind of, you know, you're going to be busy no matter what?
Well, I think, you know, I was a little behind the eight ball coming in last year. I really didn't get into my office until around July. And so just playing catch up this year, obviously, you know, having the 1 year under the belt and then being able to be in the office all June and July, and just having, you know, the relationships, you know, making those relationships through the year just made things go a lot easier and you know, just working ahead. So then when the summer comes, you can kind of work on a little bit more of the project things and having all the other stuff done. So it was, it was a much smoother summer, more easier transition. I feel more prepared going into the fall, not as hectic as last year. And with the start of school and all that being new last year, it was kind of like, okay, how is this going to play out? And it was fine. And like I said, right now we're just moving along pretty smoothly.
Well, you said part of it making those relationships. Obviously, a lot of that with the coaches working at the school. You had some turnover over the summer. Of course, part of your football staff, and you're going to be working on hiring a new head softball coach.
Yep.
Of course, Brad Swanson went over to Kewaunee as their head football coach. Great opportunity for him, obviously. And of course, the head basketball coaching position. And we talked about this with Dr. Aspel. That's like, you know, people say, man, why would they do that right before the school year starts? It's hard to hire somebody. Well, that's when the opportunity becomes available. I mean, you take it if it's an opportunity you want, you take it when it becomes available. And the same thing happens then, especially which in this case, obviously you hired from within for the basketball coaching position. But, you know, in those cases where you don't, well, then it's kind of a domino effect at some other school. Now it happened with them even later. So
yeah,
it's a tough spot to be in though.
It was something with Coach Reynolds that, you know, him and I had a really good relationship in the short amount of time we worked together. And it was, you know, it was something that, you know, for him and his family that he felt timing is a lot of it. And it kind of fell, you know, for him, timing, it worked out. For us, it put us in a little, in a bind. But, you know, it was something I guess I had prepared myself that it might be coming at some time. So we, you know, it was a short turnaround. We did post it, put it out there to see what we could get. But at the same time, you know, I felt like, you know, Ryan was, you know, he's been on the staff for, well, as long as Reynolds had been here, 11, 12 years. And then I think a little bit before that. So it was an opportunity for him. And we had some lengthy conversations about the position and, you know, the things that would be new for him as opposed to being an assistant, the extra responsibilities that come along with that. And, you know, he felt like he was up to it. And I thought at the end of the day, it was with the timing, who can we put in there so that the kids could be successful? Because ultimately it's their season and we need to make sure that we're putting them in a position to be successful and the coach. And it was, you know, Ryan knows the kids, knows their ins and outs and all the personality. So it was kind of a natural fit for the timing. And, you know, and we'll see how things go at the end of the year, whether, you know, we stay with Ryan or, you know, maybe he decides that maybe he would like to be the assistant again. I don't know. It's just, we'll address that when we get to it at the end. And, you know, it's got to be a good fit for everybody involved. You know, we feel good right about it now. But things may change, you know, on our end or even Ryan's position at the end, just because there's a lot more responsibility that comes with that position. You know, but we got time and we'll figure it out. We feel like we're in a really good spot right now with Ryan and moving forward.
Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. And the obvious ones people know about are, you know, the head coaches when they leave and filling those positions. But there's not like there's a ton of turnover every year, but each year there's always some assistant positions that change. Either somebody's either moved on or taken a head coaching spot somewhere, or just they don't really want to do that anymore. Did you have very many of those this year in the off year?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, you know, when you get about a month left in school, I kind of look and see what we have, and I feel pretty good. Like, okay, we're not going to have much turnover. And then, you know, Grant Goldstrand, he leaves.
Right.
Brad Swanson, he leaves. And then, you know, with Coach Reynolds, that happens. And then you've got, you know, some of those assistants that have been assistants for a while, whether it's in track or football, and then, you know, they've, well, I've been doing it a long time, I'm ready to step down. So it becomes this domino effect, and we've got most of them filled. We've got interviews set up next week for the new softball coach, so we'll have a name for the September board meeting, so we'll get that one done. And then really, it's just there's some spring ones, some assistant track positions, and we've got some new hires within the district that I think can fill those. And I talked with Coach Hillier and Coach Chapman, and we're just, you know, I want to get the softball one done, filled up, and then we'll worry about track. We got time on that one; that's not pressing, so we'll get those filled up here sometime in October. But the big ones will be in place. It's just trying to fill in some of the smaller ones.
Yeah. And so you have retirements also, because they had, like, with Jay Barshinger on the football, yep, side of it and that. So, every year there's a little something, a little tweaks. And maybe people don't understand sometimes how important those assistant coaches are, no matter what the sport is and the duties that they have. I think people maybe, unless they've been in the situation, they don't realize how involved those people are.
Well, yeah, I mean, the assistants, you know, whatever it's at the varsity level or your sophomore coaches or your freshman coaches, I mean, ultimately, you know, some of the lower level ones are probably some of the most important coaches you have on staff, because, I mean, they're teaching the fundamentals and developing those kids at the younger level. So when they get to the head coach, they're ready to go. And it's kind of they have everything in place. So, you know, you've got to have someone in those lower level positions that you trust and that will do a good job, and that you're able to work with. They're ultimately, you know, the glue for that lower level development all the way down into the junior high. So you've got to really have someone down there that, you know, can see your vision, trust your vision, and make it happen.
Yeah, they got to be interested in building that program.
Correct.
Because that's where it gets built. Yeah. Is at the lower levels.
Yeah.
Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. All right, so here we are, fall sports season. Obviously, football, volleyball, boys, girls, golf, cross country. What am I missing? Girls swimming?
Swimming.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that all six of them? Tennis? Okay.
Yep. Jeez. There's a lot going on,
yeah,
in the fall. Yes.
See, I even forget some sometimes. So you can't forget them, though.
Yeah.
Always a lot. So one of the things I want to bring up with you, and whether it's, I know statewide it's a problem, just like with finding teachers. Officials. There is an official shortage here. I don't know if it's all states. In Illinois, it's been a major problem, and more so in football than basketball, but still. And you got a lot of older guys that, man, they're sticking around longer. Has that been a problem in your position, even at Farmington before or here at Galesburg?
Yeah. Football is starting to become a tricky situation. You know, everybody's got your Friday night games. The problem that we're seeing now is at your lower level games. Because we have a couple freshman games sprinkled throughout the week, and then our JV games will be on Mondays. Well, the assigner I typically use for our freshman games cannot assign for Mondays for us, because other conferences play their games on Mondays, and he has – the numbers are so low that – he couldn't do it for us, so I had to use our conference assigner, which is fine. But I'm starting to see more teams play like their sophomore JV games on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, because those are the days of the week that officials are available. So we're really starting to see that, and we knew it was coming, and I know the IHSA knew it was coming, that we, you know, we've got to figure something out. We got to get new recruits in. We got to get younger people in. And as we get them in, we have to get them games. We've started to see that a little bit in the basketball area too, where, you know, a guy or a gal that maybe only should be at the sophomore level has been partnered with two others at a varsity game so that they can get experience. And I tell my coaches all the time, it's like, look, we've got to get these younger officials games. They may not be 100% ready, but if we don't start to get them ready now, we're really going to feel the pinch that's coming.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I would suggest anybody who's ever, like I never have, anybody who's ever complained about officiating, go take the test. Go get yourself certified. It's not a bad payday for what you're doing. And especially with football, it's not like basketball where the fans and everybody is right on top of you. You're hearing the coaches, you're hearing the players, but it's not that. That's a completely different thing. You're out there kind of somewhat anonymous on the field.
Yeah, and it's a different arena when most places, most stadiums, you're separated by a fence, and then there's a track, and then there's the bleachers. So the officials are a pretty decent ways away from the fans or the parents. Where in basketball, yeah, you're right. Excuse me. They're right on top of you, and they're right there. They see it. The noise is controlled and everything. It's kind of it's more of an eye-opening experience. And if you've been to a Galesburg game or a Western Big Six game, I mean, they get pretty intense, and emotions get into it. And you want your team to win and your kids to succeed. And It's not the officials' fault.
Right. That's the key, and that's something I always stress during a game. It is never an official's fault. I don't care if it's a 1-point game or a 100-point game and a call or non-call at the end. There's something you could have done, and that's something my dad always stressed us as players. There's something you could have done. You know what? That shot, that free throw that missed at the end, or the free throw that missed in the first quarter counts the same as that one.
The
turnover. Yes. Yep. So it is never the official's fault, the win or loss.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that will happen during a game, good, bad, or indifferent that – when you add them all together, they really, help control how the game came out.
Is the process you go to the IHSA website and testing and things like that?
Yeah, the IHSA has a spot on their website for kind of that direction. And one thing they've actually started doing the last couple of years is they've started a program where they'll send each school two free tests or payments for. Like if you have senior athletes that are wanting to become officials, so they'll send us basically two free registrations that if you know someone that wants to do that, their first year is free. So they'll pay for the test for them to get it so that they can go out so that it's no cost to them. So it's kind of a way to, get that pool of officials back up and then, kind of give that, that senior athlete, hey, here's a way to maybe make some extra money and to find out whether or not it's even something that you would like to do. We had a young man last year who was a senior that was a basketball official, was a baseball official, and we had to use him a couple times when we got in a pinch with rainouts and things. It wasn't ideal, but when we're all scrambling to try to get games in, you kind of got to do what you got to do. So I've started to see that a little bit more and more over the last couple of years. Somebody that may be a senior in school walking the halls and is actually officiating games out in the real world.
Yeah, and there's no requirement that you ever had to have played the sport, but it's a way, if you did play a sport, it keeps you connected to that sport. Whether you're, especially you go off to college and you're not playing anymore, it's a way to keep you connected to it, whether it's football or basketball, baseball, like you say. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just, whether you were, a star athlete in high school or someone that maybe was a practice player or somebody that wasn't able to make the team, if you have that passion for it and you still aren't ready to give it up, it gives you an opportunity to stay involved. A lot of people have made a career out of it at the same time. So, or a second career. And I think it's a way to stay involved in that sport, make relationships with kids and coaches and communities and keep going with it.
Eric Matthews is athletic director at Galesburg High School. The fall sports season getting underway. As we mentioned, seven sports. We've got, of course, boys and girls golf teams will both be in action Saturday. We'll have the football meet the streaks tomorrow night. So at the football meet the streaks, will we be introduced also to, I know in the past sometimes they've done golfers and some of the other cross country.
Yeah, so we'll do our traditional introductions where we will introduce, the golf, swimming, cheer, dance, tennis, and obviously football. And then we'll have the junior high football teams there as well. And then this year Coach Reddington and Coach Wash talked about, is there a way we could incorporate the soccer Meet the Streaks night into that night? So they kind of, it was their idea, and they kind of came up with a schedule to kind of make that work. So kind of in the middle of it, we're going to have the soccer, the boys soccer meet the Streaks kind of in the middle. So we'll be able to introduce those players and get to see them scrimmage a little bit. So we thought, why not? I thought it was a great idea, and it bringing two programs together that we can work together and, you know, get more, you know, more people out for both sports. You know, the Booster Club has got, you know, membership sign up and have some other things going on. So, you know, a little bit more business for them. And, you know, instead of having two nights, now we'll just have the one extra, you know, one extra thing going on that night. So I thought it was a good idea. And, you know, we'll give it a shot. We'll see how it turns out.
When I forgot the boys soccer, that's where eight sports then, right? For the fall.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I start to lose count.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's a lot going on. You, do you see your family at all once the school year starts?
A little bit. It's funny. We finally broke down and bought a calendar for the wall because it's trying to figure out who's going where on my schedule. And then, between my son and daughter, between flag football, fall baseball, and then club volleyball for my daughter. Who's going where on what day, and how are they getting there?
Yeah, yeah, yep. And so yeah, so it's, yeah, it's nonstop.
It's a little hectic, but it's a good hectic. It's good to be busy, and it's good to be involved in supporting the kids and the community. For sure.
Anything you're looking forward to in particular this fall sports season getting underway? Well, or into your second year?
Yeah,
here?
I mean, I think the main thing is, and we've kind of hit on a little bit last year, is just with bringing Geneseo and Sterling into the conference. I think that is, I think that will be a change for some. I mean, you know, Geneseo football wise and Sterling, they've been going through a run here on both sides, male and female. They've just kind of been dominating. Their volleyball team won the state last year. Their football team made the semis. Yeah. So that will be a change for everybody, where if you had certain teams in the Big Six that were kind of maybe a power here and there. Well, the dynamic is going to change pretty quickly. So I'm looking forward to that and seeing how all that plays out through the year. I think, you know, we met a lot last year to get all those things set in place. Are they going to be perfect the first time out? Probably not. So there'll be some tweaking that will need to be done, but I'm kind of looking forward to that. You know, going to new places. Yeah. And I think the other thing is, you know, it's on the horizon is football districts and how that's going to look. I know there's some talks behind the scenes about possibly tweaking how that will look. And somebody keeps asking me, you know, do they think it's going to go away? And I honestly don't think it is. I think it's just going to be tweaked differently from when it originally came out. I don't know how it's going to look, but I think something's coming, you know, 2 years from now, how that'll look. So that will definitely change the dynamic of, you know, especially for football, maybe not playing the Molines and the Quincy's anymore, and who we will be playing,
right,
in the travel and the different things. And but I think it's just like when basketball went to four classes.
Right.
You know, that was, oh, this isn't going to stay. Well, it's
been
here. I was
hoping that.
I've had a lot of people say, oh, I wish it would go back. But I think, unfortunately, I think it's here, and it's been here for a while. I think football is going to start to creep into that area of the districts and how that's going to end up looking.
Yeah, my thing with the basketball is, like, you know, they're talking about moving it back to U of I and the State Farm Center. It's like, you know, I loved it. I think I only went once since I moved to the Civic Center. Growing up, went all but 1 year from fourth grade on down there. Loved the venue, and nothing against the Civic Center. But it's just, that's such a special arena there. But I don't, especially with four classes, you couldn't go back now because you'd have this 16,000 seat arena with a couple thousand people in it. And it wouldn't work at this point.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been going to the state tournament in Peoria now for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the IHSA is aware of it. I mean, the attendance has really started to tail off. And now they've even gone to far as, having more general admission tickets so that they can fill the lower bowl, because before, you know, they would have, you know, comp seats and for vendors and whatnot, and those seats would always be empty and it would look bad on TV. Well, now they've, you know, last year we found out that they were mostly just general admission tickets, so they could really get people down towards the court and, you know, have that experience, but so that they could fill those seats the best they can, because on unfortunately, sometimes, depending on who's down there, they may not travel very well, and then you get a lot of bare spots on TV, and it doesn't look very promising.
Absolutely. Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. Looking forward, of course, again, tomorrow night, meet the Streaks out at Van Dyke Field, F&M Bank Stadium. Meet the football, the boys' soccer team, with golf, cross-country. That's all going on. Games, well, a week from tomorrow night, the football team will open the season. The home game against Dunlap.
Yep.
Pretty balanced schedule. Home, on the road, home, on the road.
Yeah, five away, four home.
And a really tough schedule, by the way.
Yeah, you know, we...
Should be improved, but it may or may not show on the record, but they're going to be a better team this
year. I think Dunlap is not as the powerhouse they've been the last couple of years. It'll be a very good competitive game. We played well there last year, just came up a little short. And Centralia is a game that we feel pretty good about. And then it becomes, we were just joking about kind of a murderer's row. I mean, you're going to, Geneseo and Moline and Rock Island. You can't afford to take any time off because if you do, you're gonna wake up and trying to figure out what happened for sure.
Absolutely. So good. It should be a fun season. Though should see an improved team out there. Volleyball, all of it. Get out and check out. Support GHS Athletics. And again, if you interested in just something to do on a Friday night or any time during any sport, you can become an official.
We need them. So if anybody's interested out there and would like to dip their toe into the world of officiating, send me an email, reach out to me. We can get you pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, one of the other thing I just thought of, because there are some people that are doing volleyball that also do football. I mean, it's hard to balance that doing both of those, when you're shorthanded everywhere, it's like, well, sorry, would I rather be running up and down a 100-yard football field or standing by a net?
That's one area we haven't lost a lot of officials in.
And understandable.
Is volleyball. Yeah. Honestly, it pays well, I mean, you're either standing on a ladder or standing on the sideline, and there's not a lot of extra running involved. It's a little bit easier on the body, for sure.
Absolutely. Eric, always appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you again during the school year, maybe when the winter sports season gets ready to get going, all right?
Yep, I'll be back.